Hey, everybody. It's Emmanuel from the Word Vomit Podcast, along with Randy Kings.
Hey, everybody.
I'm sure by now you guys already know what we're all about. Movies, video games, television, comics, all the good stuff. But I wanted to take a moment to talk about the recent tragedies we've been having all over the world. Last week, we had the shooting at Las Vegas, which claimed the lives of 58 people and injured over 500 people.
It's a crazy number.
Incredibly large. And the worst part about it is I have to see it every day. I'm at work, and we have to have the news on.
Yes.
So I'm constantly seeing everything that's going on. And as much as I want to, there's times where I find myself just turning off the news. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to avoid it. It's just, there's just too much of it. But there's always that somebody that goes, hey, can you put the news on? And it's like, damn, I really don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
So let's take a look back a little bit at some of the things that have been going on in the world. We promise you, we're going to get to the, you know, hopefully what you guys find funny, entertaining.
The regular things
we talk about, us acting like doofuses. We're going to get to that, I promise you. But this has to be said. If we take a look at the things that have been going on in the world in the last couple of months, it is the type of thing that can break a person.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not directly involved with it, when you see so much negative impact or negative things on the news, on television, over and over, it can whittle you down. We have the hurricane that hit Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Which ravaged the entire area. We have the two earthquakes that were past 8.0 magnitude.
Crazy high.
In Mexico.
Yep.
We have the hurricane that ravaged Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico was already in a bad state as it was.
Yeah.
So they serious. Like, nobody needs a hurricane. Nobody deserves to get hit by a hurricane.
Oh, no.
But it's more so on the guys that are already struggling that just get wrecked by it.
Yeah.
And then we have the shooting in Las Vegas. And I'm not going to lie. There's moments in the day where I just want to go in the corner in the fetal position and find that rock in a hard place and just hide.
Yeah.
Because, Jesus, this is just insanity that's going on. It's all happening all at once. Like, I could understand if it was stretched out in a period of time, like, you know, 4 months later this happened or this happened half a year later, but it almost seems like everything has happened, in the last 3 months?
It's crazy how many things have happened. Like, was it, it's the Florida, well, Florida-Houston hurricane, because that was the same one, right? Wasn't it, like, they passed through? Or was it two back-to-back?
Oh, I forgot about Florida. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Well, yeah. No disrespect to Florida, but yes.
Yeah, no disrespect to that. But you're right, and because there was, like, two hurricanes.
Yeah, two.
Like,
Mother Nature being like, nope, here you go, fuckers. Essentially, it's like, dude, it's insane.
Yeah, no.
Ravaging both areas. Then the earthquakes in in Mexico. And then real recently, the hurricanes that went through Puerto Rico. And then, of course, now we have the terrible mass shooting that happened.
Which, from my understanding, has actually gone past the Orlando Pulse shooting from last year.
It is the most devastating shooting that we've had in this country,
We're not trying to play like bigger dick.
No, it's
when it
terrible.
Comes down,
it is a terrible
horrible.
Thing.
Fuck, man. Like, how do we process this? And that's what I'm here for, and that's what Randy Kings is here for. So, a couple of things.
Yes.
That we can do. First off, our hopes and prayers line, which has been getting a lot of slack as of late.
Mm-hmm.
People have been saying, don't do that, do something, da 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 da.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time.
So here's let me put let me get this out. Okay. Hopes and prayers are all well and good, but there are still things that a person can do that doesn't cost them money.
No.
Or it doesn't cost them very much to do of their time.
No.
So let's go ahead and give some of those out right now, all right? Whenever there's a natural disaster or a crazy shooting or anything that causes everybody to go into panic, there is usually a bit of information that you can put out to help people out. So, for instance, in the last shooting, there was an image that was passed around that had three phone numbers on it.
Yes.
Where you can donate blood.
Yes, that's very important.
Where you can contact to see if everybody is safe, because they put them all in a safe zone.
Yeah.
and where you can donate money if you can. So if you can't donate money, if you can't donate blood, what you can do to help the situation is spread that picture along. If you see it, you hit that share button because it gets passed along.
Yeah.
Social media is an extremely powerful thing. Whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, any blog sites, they're huge. There's people that are constantly looking at that stuff. There are people that'll stare at their Facebook page on their phone for hours on end doing nothing.
Well, yeah.
They're one just of those people. Looking.
I'm one of those people.
So am I.
So, but yes, if we can share.
But imagine,
we're
staring at that for an hour. How many times do you think we're going to see that image?
Well, if we're sharing it, a lot.
And even if we personally are not sharing it, but everybody
else
is
going to see a lot of it.
We're going to see it 5 or 6 times. So it's going to get ingrained in our system. At some point, we're going to hit that share button. But if not right away, we're going to hit that button.
Well, we're sharing. You're literally like spreading the word. You're like literally spreading the word of what this message is for. And, you know, we want to make sure there's a lot of families out there who still don't know what happened to their loved ones and they're not getting the information they need. You know, regardless of what the end result is, we need to give them closure. Who knows? We may be able to, you know, find someone may be able to find their loved one if they're in the hospital because they can't talk. They don't have any ID with them.
And you don't know how close people are to the situation.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend whose friend's cousin was unfortunately one of the victims.
Oh, that's so sad.
And that's pretty freaking close. Like, it's not a direct correlation
to you,
to me,
but you know someone who's
I know somebody who knows somebody that's affected.
Yeah, you're twice removed from that, and that's not
a very far thing.
No, not at all.
How long does it take to share something?
Seconds,
right? You just see it and you post.
I mean,
you hit share and like at least on Facebook. Yeah. At least on Facebook, if you hit share, it says immediately put a post.
Like share with your friends or just share now or create a whatever.
At the very most, if you were to read everything that comes up after you hit that share button, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
At the very most.
Yeah. And you're being very generous with that number.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say 30, but I thought that was just overkill. Yeah. But 20 seconds. Hit that share button, pass it along. What I would recommend doing, if you hit that share button, make sure you do it as a post so that you can write something and just put at the top, please share.
Yeah.
You know, tell your friends to share it as well in order to get the word out. The other thing you can do that doesn't cost money is to donate blood.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about donating blood after the event happens. No, if you have time, do it before. Do it as soon as you can.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're not going to know when the event happens, but yeah.
Right. But to have a supply on hand can be the difference of life and death.
Yeah, do it regularly. It can be sometimes even check with your work. See if your work will do blood drives. I've done that almost every year since I've worked in corporate America.
Now, one of the things that I can say that, okay, well, at least this is happening after a terrible event is seeing the human spirit come through.
Yeah.
For their to see people who don't even know each other. At this point, we forget politics. We forget religion. We forget sexual orientation. We forget all of that stuff because we go and we help our fellow man. And in Vegas, there was a huge line to donate blood, which is great.
Yes.
It is incredible. It is awesome. But people were waiting up to 7 hours to donate blood. And God bless them for the people who stood there for 7 hours.
Yeah.
To donate blood for a juice box and some cookies.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, donating blood is not an easy task.
It's
like,
not an
it
easy
takes
task,
a while.
But and that's what I mean, though. It's better to be prepared than to respond
after being reactionary. It's preventative instead of reactionary.
And again, doing it a day, you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But let's say if we did it today and then something happened tomorrow, that blood is there. That blood is available.
And just so you know, because I've donated blood for quite some time, they'll give you a tracking number of where your blood goes.
Right.
So you get to find out what happens to
it. Plus, you get to find out what kind of blood you got.
Yeah. Oh, well, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
I actually don't remember what kind of blood I have.
I'm O positive.
I have to. Wow, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's like the special one.
No.
Oh, no. O negative is the.
O negative. But O positive is the general consensus. Like a lot of people have.
Yeah, that's
that.
Like the higher rate. I have to. I get an email from the Red Cross because I give blood to them quite often. They will let me know, saying, "Hey, you're this setting." I'm like, "Cool." I just never remember what it is.
The only reason why I remember is because they gave me a little card for a while.
Oh, that's cool.
And so whenever I would go, they'd be like, "Do you have a card?" "Yes, I do."
Yeah, there you go. And if you need further incentive, the Red Cross will give you things for donating blood. It's nothing big. Like, I think the most I've ever seen was I got a $25 Amazon gift card because I donated blood.
And hey, who doesn't want $25 to spend for free on Amazon?
All I did
That's almost half a video game in this day and age.
I mean, you can get some indie games for less than that, or like those budget titles.
I'm talking about full-on.
You want AAA title?
AAA, large corporate companies making video games. That's almost half of it paid off right there.
New release Blu-ray DVD. You can get Wonder Woman
there you go.
For that price.
Right.
The movie, not actually Wonder Woman. I think she's more expensive than that. But yes, you can donate blood. They also take plasma. There's all bone marrow, all these things.
Blood cells.
Yeah, these are all done through your veins. It's not like you're going to go into your bone and take these things or anything. They just want to, you know, make sure that they have enough supply to help in tragedies like this. Obviously, we're also going to point out that we're going to post some information on our Facebook page. So check us out on Word Vomit Productions on Facebook.
Right.
We'll have things there that you also can share so we can spread the word.
Right. And lastly, always look for the companies that are constantly on the watch for this. Like, I know the American Red Cross has been getting a lot of slack, especially last year after the Pulse shooting. But they are they're on the front line. As soon as something happens, they're jumping on it. It's not just the American Red Cross, but always look for those.
Yes.
Always look for those. Make sure that you're posting those up, letting people know, okay, when things like these events happen, these are the people that you can go to try to help.
Yeah.
That, you know, whether it's, again, most of the times they'll be for donations for money, and
money, just so you know, a lot of charities out there, a lot of times the money, because they have an overhead, they have to pay, not a lot of your money will go to what you think you're wanting to go to, because it costs money to give to people.
Right. Do your research.
Do your research, find out. I mean, obviously, I think we've posted it before, but we'll post some links on charities that have, they give the highest percentage for whatever charity you're trying to go to. But one thing they can't do is, you know, you give blood. Give blood.
Yeah.
They're not keeping that blood.
Yeah.
They want that out there.
That'd be gross.
That'd be weird. Unless, you know, I know we're being very serious, but like, what if there's something nefarious they were doing with that? Like, if this was like a vampire nation type thing, that would totally work for them.
Don't give them ideas, right?
Well, that's that's in the world where vampires exist. And as much as I think that would be awesome, also frightening as shit. And finding out that I'm like, oh, fuck, the whole thing happened in Blade and the strain is real? Oh, shit.
Well, great. Do your part.
Yeah, I feel guilty that I can't actually go and do anything. Like, I want to help Puerto Rico so bad because they're in a really bad way.
Really bad, bad,
I mean,
no
almost.
Good
I'm not,
way.
I'm not, and I'm not saying that the other tragedies that we mentioned are any less, but I am pointing out that Puerto Rico is a tiny island unto itself, and they are...
That was already in a very deep financial debt.
Fucked up manner. And I will say it's really cool to find out, which I'm hoping it does, is that other people step up. Like, there have been like first responders that have gotten there. They're trying to get the supplies they need out there, which is a whole other subject.
I think I heard Tesla.
Yeah, I won't say Nikola Tesla. No, Elon Musk.
Named after Nikola Tesla.
But, you know, Elon Musk, creator of Tesla, PayPal, all around awesome billionaire, has basically said he's going to help get them back.
He sent batteries over there.
Well, yeah, he sent those batteries
last for fucking ever.
Those superchargers, basically they're like big iPhone or smartphone chargers. They're going to go over there to help them get their grid going. But he's also going to try and like restructure their power, which I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He's probably going to do it for like, if any money, like pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Which I'm like, fuck, are you kidding
me? Which, again, they're kind of in a situation where they need a whole hell of a lot more than we do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, come on, man. They don't have a... They need our help.
That's why he's on an episode of The Simpsons.
Well, yeah. He's fucking Elon Musk.
He's just fucking awesome. But, yeah.
Elon Musk, you are totally invited on our podcast anytime.
And,
I don't know,
your warehouse is not too far away from here.
I know.
So
if you want to come on down, hang out.
We have Vin Diesel here.
Vin Diesel.
Mike Shinoda.
Members of the Wu-Tang may show up.
This will be a big old barbecue.
That's right. That is totally... Oh, man. If we... if Elon Musk's here, I'm like... Need to clean up this place a little bit more. Can we need some help, guys? Vin Diesel, can you help me move my couch?
Again,
but yes.
Do what you can. If you can donate money, great. That's awesome. Outside of blood, there are other things that need to get taken care of.
Yeah.
If you can't, but you can donate your blood, by all means, go for it. I know needles suck for people who don't constantly inject themselves with stuff.
Man, I hate needles so much, but I give blood anyway. I'm like actually very scared of needles.
Right. Especially, you know what? I gave blood cells with the, it's called an Alex machine. And those needles are actually bigger.
An Alex machine?
The acronym. You know?
Oh, okay.
An Alex machine. And those needles are bigger. And it's just like, but you know what? Blood cells help reproduce blood more often. So if somebody is at a very low level, they can put that instead. It'll generate their own blood into their own into the bloodstream. You can only do that about like once a month. You can't give blood cells every other day or anything like that. Blood, yes. Blood cells, no.
No.
Yeah, do that. Or again, if all else fails, pass out information. You see it on there. It's a quick hit the share button. Mm-hmm. Good times. You know, put a little note on there. Doing my part. Yeah. Do yours. Something.
Yeah.
To all the people that have been affected by the recent tragedies in the world, our heart does go out to you.
You don't deserve this.
Nobody deserves this type of thing. We're not going to get into the politics of what should or what shouldn't happen. But just know that the guys at Word Vomit Productions, we hope we're helping out by doing this. We hope to continue to help you guys out in some way or form. As Randy King says, he donates a lot of blood. I have donated some money recently to some of the things that have gone on. I'm not the richest man in the world, but I know I can live if I give $40 to something. I'll be fine. Somebody else needs that a whole hell of a lot more than I do at this point. You gave me this look of like big spender over there. I see what it is.
Actually, what it was is that because I'm pouring water into my Swell water bottle.
No, you weren't. You were taking a leak.
And actually, it does sound like that a little bit.
You're taking a leak in the middle of the podcast. That's gross.
Why would I do that in the middle of Garage Studios with you watching me?
Hey, man.
If that's what you're into.
When you got to go, you got to go sometimes.
I don't. When
nature
I mean,
calls, it will not wait for you to answer the door. It'll bust through the door.
Part of me is like, I don't want to. I couldn't do that in front of you, man. Maybe if I've been drinking heavily, which isn't uncommon for me while we're doing podcasts, but still, I'm like, I got a bathroom, bro. But no, seriously, no, that look was a big spender. How are you? You're doing things for charity. How's that even terrible?
I know, right?
It's like, come on, man.
We're so wasteful of money.
I was like, no, man, you're trying to help some poor folks out.
Right. So again, if you can, go for it. Like I said, hopes and prayers. That's okay, but there's things that you can be doing.
Yeah, if you can do something, if your prayers is all you can give, that's fine. But if you can do something, as little as like
the share button,
sharing on your Facebook,
the share button,
$5 to the charity that will help them, or the GoFundMe, or the whichever the charity portal you're going through, it's fine. So do what you can. Try to help a fellow man out.
Right on. As mentioned before, we're going to get to the fun stuff. So I think if we are getting to that fun stuff,
we should do it now.
Should do it now because we've actually taken up a good chunk of time.
I know. I feel like it's always the downer part. Well, here's that music.
There it is.
All right. That's our long intro, folks.
Yep. Now that the music is playing, we know this is going to be fun. We're going to have a good time with this.
Yes.
Talk about some of the things that are going on in the pop culture world.
Yeah.
So I am Emmanuel. I'm thinking about changing it, going back to Vitamin E-Man.
Vitamin E-Man.
Going back to Vitamin E-Man.
Well, I'm still Randy Kings.
With the suave Randy Kings to my right.
Ooh, I like that. Suave.
Remember, this podcast is free for your listening pleasure, so please help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. Randy Kings.
Yes.
What is up?
Ton of stuff. Ton of stuff going on,
right?
First of all, I'm really upset that it's kind of warm here in Garage Studios. We have the back door open. I got a fan on. It is October, officially.
You know, it's weird because...
And it's hot as
earlier
balls.
Earlier in the week, it was actually really, really cold.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, we got a spike. Oh. That was the weird thing because even in the morning, it started off at like 55 degrees, which is pretty freaking cold. And, you know, your phone tells you how cold or how warm it is. So every 2 hours or so, it's like, oh, this is kind of out of date. Let's go ahead and do a quick refresh. Oh, okay. 62 degrees. Oh, all right. And then around 11 o'clock, I hit the refresh button. 82 degrees in Oakland. I'm like, holy shit, what happened
there? Just so anyone knows, we are in Northern California, NorCal, and we don't have a large weather change that occurs.
Right.
But normally it's not. I mean, the summer gets a little warmer, but man, I'm just noticing it stays hot a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah, it holds out for as long as humanly possible.
We're going to get like 1 month of actual cold, and that's like in December.
Well, hopefully in that 1 month we get plenty of rain too. But I think people have been a lot more, I can't really think of the word at all. They've been more careful with using up water.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's people that have said, oh, we're still in the drought, we're still in the drought.
Actually, we're not now.
We're not.
But just because we don't.
I know that there's areas that still are, not that they're hurting. I wouldn't say that they're like, oh my God, they're done. But they're hurting on water.
Yeah, they're not Dust Bowl levels.
But they're not Dust Bowl levels at this point. We're not Mad Maxing it over here anymore.
No.
And
oh, that's right. Water was the currency in Mad Max. Look at all this water.
We're good on that, and hopefully we continue to do so. One of the things that really fucked up California was the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because, again, it put California, like, a lot of people were using up a lot of water. But what I can say is that
I never got about that is I always saw that the buckets had water in it. I'm like, shouldn't it just be ice? Shouldn't it be
Was it labeled ice bucket or was it labeled ice water bucket?
I think it was ice bucket.
It was ice bucket, huh?
And then I'd always see people who would do it, but they'd be I mean, granted, yes, it could have been melted, but I've seen people actually perform this challenge and they had like water and then they put ice in it. I'm like, nah, man, you just get some ice. It's less water when you just use the ice.
Right. But on the flip side of that, the disease that they were fighting finally got a lot of money for research.
Yes.
Because it was something that did not get a lot of attention.
No.
And it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
So double-edged sword there. We lost a lot of water. Thankfully, Mother Nature is she's in this weird transitional period where she doesn't know what she wants. And she's just crying up a storm one minute and then scorching us alive the next minute. But it got us out.
Yeah. And I'm fully aware that other places around the world do not experience what we experience here. Like, you know, I had friends who lived in the East Coast who would tell me, he's like, oh, it rained for a week here. That's like us that's like a month long here everywhere. I'm like, yes. But how weird would it be if you lived in Boston and you had the weather system we had? Like, it was hot 8 months out of the year, or warm 8 months of the year, and suddenly you got rain. No, man. It would fuck you up.
I mean, what was crazy about the last season of rain that we got is that even plants started growing out of the deserts, which was crazy.
They
had some beautiful flowers that ended up blooming.
Well, I mean, what's even a weirder thing we had happen, which I didn't think about until it happened, was I actually saw a tree here or near where my home in San Leandro, a tree branch, a really thick tree branch, broke after the rain had come because it had soaked up all this water, but it was a tree that would basically dried out for so long.
It essentially drowned on it.
It drowned. They couldn't hold all that water, so it broke, and it like caused all this traffic. I'm like, that happened a lot in other places where it was like taking out power lines. I'm like, oh, yeah, because our environment wasn't. It was like, holy shit, we have water now. What do we do?
We were Mad Maxing it on this end.
All of a sudden, like, oh, this water's here. I'm like, fuck, okay. But yeah. Now it's, now we're going to get a little bit of, hopefully, cooling off time.
Yeah, and hopefully we get some rain. Even though we're not in the dire necessities of it, I'd hate for it to start getting into the direction of like, okay, we're screwing ourselves over and we're doing more bucket challenges, which, you know.
I like the idea what you said, what Patrick Stewart did. He just, you know, poured some ice into scotch or whiskey or whatnot, his bourbon, and wrote a check.
Very quiet, very classy. Just like you, when you saw that video, you aspired to be Patrick Stewart at that moment. You're just like, that guy is so cool. So.
Well, I mean, he is cool.
He is, but that was like the epitome of it. Like everything that accumulated was that.
Yeah.
That very moment. Like everything that he had done as Jean-Luc Picard, mm-hmm. as Professor Xavier, as Agent Bullock mm-hmm. on American Dad.
Yeah.
But all that accumulated to that 60-second video of him drinking some scotch and writing out a check. And just looking at the camera and taking a sip.
He's a cool dude. I'm wondering if he's going to appear in Seth MacFarlane's show, The Orville. I don't know if you watched any of that yet.
No. You know,
It's actually pretty good, dude.
I know.
It's actually pretty good.
The reviews. A lot of people are really liking it. I just don't like Seth MacFarlane anymore. I can't stand the guy.
It's actually really good. And he doesn't... I'm amazed by is that I didn't... was it the first two episodes? He got Jon Favreau to direct it. So Jon Favreau was directing the first two episodes.
Remind me, what else did he do?
Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
Jon Favs? He did Iron Man 1 and 2. He's the Jungle Book.
Oh, he was on Friends, too. Yeah. For a little while, right?
You know, I was going to get to that point. I'm like, yeah, he was on Friends. And, you know, was it Swingers? And I'm like, you know, Jon Favreau?
I think he would be able to. Well, I know of him, okay. But I'm not really good with names.
Okay, gotcha. It's okay. It's all right. But yeah, I'm surprised by it because I have friends who are Star Trek fans, and they're like, this show is better. This is like a callback to the next, like, Seth MacFarlane stated, because I watched the making of on Xfinity. That's my cable provider. That's what I got. He basically says that I know people are expecting it to be like a parody show. And he's like, no, this is a very straightforward, my take on a optimistic sci-fi series like Star Trek Next Generation. I was like,
oh no, and it shows too.
And it's very much like that.
Like
it
just, there's moments of humor, but you look at how much attention to detail.
Oh yeah,
even on just the commercials.
Oh my god,
the
it's
little
super good.
Things. It's just like, oh wow, that's
and it's
like
got.
You could tell he's taking it seriously.
Yeah,
but
and he's not. He is not making fun of anything. There is funny dialogue in it though. It's like as if Star Trek Next Generation had like. The secondary cool crew, that's the guys who are running the ship don't see everybody else.
I think he made reference to that on an episode of Family Guy where it's just like, okay, the night crew's coming in to take over, and they're all partying throughout the entire day.
It's kind of like that. They're not all, I mean, it's not all like that, but they're like all very matter of fact. They're not all serious all the time. I've watched it, and I was like, I dig this show. A friend of mine who's a Star Trek fan liked it, and he's like, I can't believe I like the show more than I like Star Trek Discovery. And then he parentheses, because, you know, there's Star Trek Next Generation. People call it TNG. He called Discovery Star Trek STD. And I went,
ooh.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
Damn.
I was like, oh, it is. It is Star Trek. It is STD.
It is STD.
Damn it.
Yeah, they're not gonna live that down for a while.
No,
unfortunately.
No.
But I've even heard that show's doing pretty good.
It's okay, but I'm not on board to where I'm gonna sign up for CBS All Access.
Yeah.
Like I'm like the first episode they showed on CBS, I was like, this is cool. Well, I guess we're not watching the second one.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, why is it not on TV already? I'm like, No. And I explained to her the whole ordeal of
you've been talking about it for a
while. Yeah, that that it's gonna be their CBS All Access, their service provider. I'm like, why would I want that? I'm like, well, because all the Star Trek shows are going to be on that. She goes, but I can watch that on TV now. I'm like, yeah, you can.
It's just the direction that a lot of television providers are going in.
I get it.
It sucks because it's just like, it almost feels like now that you're almost, it's getting to the point where you're going to have to pay for each individual channel separately.
And we've discussed about how it's like, you know, it's going to be funny when you do the callback. We're like, we're going to put it on one platform all together. Like, you know, like how cable was? Is that what you mean? Because the cost of everything.
Yeah, right.
And you have to have broadband internet? Ugh, nope.
Although I think I have seen some internet providers, they're already getting prepared for that.
Yeah.
Where they're starting to sell high-speed internet, but at a cheaper rate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're not dumb. They know.
Yeah.
They're keeping an eye, just in case.
I mean, they're the big companies for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, no, I mean, the Orville, I mean, you got to give
it
a try.
You know what it is? It's just that I feel like with MacFarlane, with all the shows that he's done, he's already given me an idea of the type of humor that he has. And I know you just said, you know, it has a more serious take to it. It is funny, but it's more about the space exploration of things.
Yeah.
But when you have three shows, we have Family Guy, we have American Dad, and we had the Cleveland Show. I said had because that's gone
not there now.
But It was like a lot of the same situations that they got on Family Guy were applied to these characters, these separate shows, and how would they respond to it. And to an extent, some of them were different, but it still had the same taste to it, the same type of humor. So it's kind of hard to give MacFarlane a chance to go see something else.
You know, I'm going to say you're not going to see that in Orville.
But,
like, it doesn't
have
that.
Well, like I said, but it's just like, even if I know that.
Yeah. I get it because you already had that preconception.
Right, I already had that preconception because he's done it over and over again. And even when he had an opportunity to do something different when he was hosting, I can't remember what show it was, the Emmys.
Probably the Emmys.
Where the opening monologue was, we got to see your boobs.
Yeah.
And then later on in the night, it was the television debut of Brian and Stewie, you know, singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was the same thing. It was the same tune. Granted, the lyrics were changed, but it was the same thing. We got the same thing with slightly different lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're leaning heavily on that. And I know that's your taste of humor, but
I'm also going to say that probably this, he's probably, that's what people expect of him. Because I'm pretty certain he had to, like, clear that with people. And they're like, oh, maybe you should do this stuff. You want to see the, he didn't want to take a chance like, was it Donald Glover? He took a huge chance. Like, he even talked about it in his stand-up about how his comedy and what he wants to do is not the same as his character in Community. He mentions how he had executives come to him and say, why don't you do stuff like the Troy and Abed? Doing Troy and Abed. I'm like, that's not how he is. In real life, that is not how he is.
Right.
But, I mean, I get it. I'm just, like, I didn't want, I was excited for the show because I like space exploration. And I was like, you know, I miss the non-sad, shitty ship. Like shows, you know, because like we've had Firefly, there's a bunch of Battlestar Galactica was very much not a clean, great world. The Orville is very optimistic and has like that we're going to explore the world and we're going to have all these different adventures.
And take a look at the wonder that is space.
And it's great. I'm like, you know what? That's kind of nice. At the same time, I also like that they had jokes where the pilot of the helmsman, rather, of the ship, his first scene as a helmsman's like, yeah, he's drinking a beer. He's got like a Coors Light while he's flying a shuttle, and his captain's like, you need to put that down. He goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, just a beer. It's not like I never had a beer, and they almost hit another ship. And I was like, yeah.
How do you do that?
I'm like, Now, if you were in Star Trek world, Picard would have fucking thrown a guy out the airlock for
that.
Oh,
hell yeah, you
would. You know what? Nope, you're done. Get out of here.
You know what? Going back to Donald Glover, I would like to see a Troy and Abed thing, but I want to see that a bit down the line.
Oh, yeah. Like years.
Yeah, years from now. Well, we wouldn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
Like, we will not see that coming.
Maybe Danny Pudi will show up in that Han Solo movie. And we're like, holy fuck.
What the hell?
That was his old partner before he met Han Solo.
Right.
Oh, man. Ron Howard, if you're listening, you feel free to take that idea.
Yes.
And if that is, and if that's already been filmed and is there, we are taking credit for it. I'm saying it right now, Weird Volunteers. I'm taking credit for the idea.
As of October 7th at 12:48 p.m.
That's right.
That is ours.
Yep. We're taking claim for it.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yes. Do I take any money for it? No. I just want the honor of saying I did it.
We just
want
to see Word Vomit Productions and other special things.
Han Solo. Whatever movie title they're calling it, because they still don't have a movie title yet.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, for any Word Volunteers, if you haven't watched it yet, check out the Orvo. I'm sure that Fox wants you to watch it so you can watch the premiere episode for free online somewhere.
I think one of the problems that it has is that it's coming on around the time of football season.
Yeah, that's what's... yeah.
I think... Did they already move the time slot of the show?
No,
it's still... Okay, so yeah.
It's still on the same time. I thought it was at Thursdays.
Oh, no, it did actually then, because it actually started on a Sunday.
Oh, well, you know, I think that was intentional, though, because they needed to have a... Because they weren't going to leave it on Sundays.
Well, yeah, but... They also left it on the Sunday where football started.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like, but yeah, watch it. There's actually a lot of cool, cameos that are in there. People, big-time celebrities, I will say, who have worked with Seth MacFarlane before are on the show.
I will say that I am surprised with some of the celebrities that he's able to get on the show.
Yeah. And they're not, like, big or anything, as Seth MacFarlane does. They'll usually be, like, side guys, because he's going to be like, oh, he doesn't want it to be overshadowing.
I guess you would call it mid-tier.
As far as their characters?
Yeah. As far as the celebrities that he gets on the show.
Oh, no. They're big time, man. No, like, I will say now, Charlize Theron's in the latest episode.
Oh, okay.
And she's big time.
Yeah.
She's hella big time. Yeah, there's a couple other ones I don't want to spoil, because I was like, oh, shit, are you fucking kidding me? And, like, they disappear 5 minutes. They're not a throwaway character. It's not like in Family Guy where it's like, oh, hey, look, here's this person. No, they actually play a part in the plot, and it's actually...
Oh, that's actually what I meant when I...
Oh, as far as what their roles are, okay.
Like, mid-tier would be on Family Guy.
Oh, when they just, like, hey, I'm Liam Neeson.
No. Not even that, but, like, they'll actually be a character. Like, for instance, Kate McKinnon.
Oh, yeah.
She was Peter's sister.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Her pro wrestling sister.
Yeah. And then, what was it? Meg had to help him.
Yeah.
Because he got the shit kicked out of him.
No, held his own for a little bit, but at the end of the day...
Man, he got wrecked. I think there's some big name... Like, just at the very least, there'll also be celebrities or actors that you'll go, hey, what are they doing on this show?
I mean, he was even able to get, like, the reunion of the Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
For an episode.
Love that one. Where they...
You will get nothing and you will like it.
Get nothing and like it. He goes, I want a McBLT. No, they do not have McBLTs anymore. Or the McDLT. He goes, sometimes it's a regional thing. No. Jonathan Frakes goes, I want a Shamrock Shake. It's not even my shirt.
Just driving them nuts.
But yes. But yeah, no, again, I like the show. You may not, but give it a try. You might enjoy it.
I'll get to it. That's the only thing that I can give you. I'll get to it.
You know, I'm hoping, I actually believe that Fox will cancel it after this season, only because Fox has a habit of canceling things I like. They have a pretty strict record of, granted, there's a lot of terrible shows. They've like, oh, this is not good. Minority Report, why is this a TV series? And why is Wilmer Valderrama on it? Oh, no, canceled. I can't believe you gave it nine episodes.
I like the show Fastlane.
Fastlane was dope. They got two seasons.
Yeah, McGee worked on that one, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that was his project with Bill Bellamy and Peter Francinelli.
There was a point where McGee was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you were looking at the opening credits of something...
McGee.
McGee, like... Who the fuck is McGee?
Well, he's also,
it's like McLovin.
Supernatural, also. That's his project. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Is it a McGee thing? Anyway.
Do you hear about the drama that's going on with the Fast and the Furious?
I have, and I'm like, for one, a couple things. To any fans out there of Word Vomiteers who like Fast and Furious, this is not a knock on you. But I am very puzzled on how this franchise has kept going. It's like, how are there... was it their eight movie? Yes.
Let's
no,
see.
Eight,
there's the
no,
first three.
Eight now is released.
Okay,
eight.
Well, hold on. So there's the first three.
Yes.
Where the third one was not Vin Diesel.
No, that's...
Or the second one, actually. No, the second one either.
That's Too Fast, Too Furious.
That was Too Fast, Too Furious. And then Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo
and
Drift.
And then they went back to the main story.
Which was... And then that's just Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Was that... Yeah, no, that was Fast and Furious, because there was the first movie was called The Fast and the Furious.
And then the second one is, or the fifth one is when the one where The Rock came in.
Yeah, that's Fast Five.
As Hobbs, who was going after them.
Yes.
And then six, he needs his help.
Yes.
And then there's seven, that was the most recent.
That was the Furious Seven. Furious Seven, and then the eighth one. Which was the most recent one that came out.
Oh, so the eighth one was on.
Yes, without Paul Walker. That's post-Paul
Walker.
Oh,
that's right.
After his death,
and that's the
without
one where,
him.
That's the one where The Rock becomes a fugitive with them.
Yes, with Jason Statham.
With Jason.
And that one's called Fate of the Furious, with the eight being
F8,
in the word.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so bad. And then there's going to be a ninth movie now.
Okay, so now here is where the drama happens, okay? So there were rumblings of their doing a spinoff of Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
And it's supposed to close the loop that got left over on 8, where she got away.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Charlize Theron. Hot Charlize Theron.
She gets away. So what this is supposed to be is it's supposed to be those two get together to capture her, to basically finish off that little story. Now, here's the funny thing about it. It's just like, at the end of 8, like, they're all buddy-buddy, but it's just like, wait a minute. Didn't Jason Statham's character kill Han?
Yeah, he sure did,
like. And here they are just having a beer together.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yep. And granted, there's a whole plot where it's like the idea of how they're supposed to loop that or make that okay is that Charlize Theron's character, who's like this uber villain, was the one pulling the strings, and that's why Han was killed by Jason Statham's character. And I went, he still did it,
He
man.
Still did it, yeah. And then he called, and he's like, I got a message for you, or whatever, you know?
I'm like,
because in the third movie, it was never actually revealed who crashed into Han, right?
Not until the end of Fast and Furious 6 when they show that, because it was a preview for 7.
Right. But in the third one, you never actually see the driver that hit Han.
No, you never see it. And they just tie that in. I was like, you know, I think what it was is they never intended that to happen, and they like painted themselves in a corner like, how do we fix this, guys?
Right.
Okay. Let's make a totally different plot that goes around this.
And it was even
done.
It was a really cheap cop out too, where The Rock actually pulls up Statham's file.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and you know, honorary this and you know, this and that. And it's just like, but he's the villain.
He totally killed these. He also is the guy who went on the like hunting spree for this team.
Right. Like, how the hell was he going after everybody? Because, like, they would go to different parts of the world, and all of a sudden, at the very end of it, here he comes, the freaking grenade launcher. What?
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, the next movie...
What's the drama now on Fast and Furious 9?
So, let's go back a little bit. If you recall, Rock put a... I don't know if it was a tweet or if it was a full-on Facebook post of him... calling every male cast member of the Fast and Furious candy asses.
I thought he called them jabronis.
No, candy asses. Okay. It was candy asses. And apparently that, you know, I thought, personally, I thought that was just a build story.
Yeah.
For WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's honest to God, I thought that's what they were doing.
It could very well be.
Right. But what ended up happening is that there was real animosity during it. Primarily between Vin Diesel and The Rock, which I knew was going to happen.
Of course it would be.
As soon as they put Dwayne Johnson on Fast and Furious, I'm like, these two egos are going to collide.
Yeah.
Like, the movie did really well, so I had this feeling like The Rock's going to say, like, this movie did well because I came on it and, rebooted it. He never actually came out and said that.
No.
But I knew something was going to happen. I'm surprised that it took as long as it did.
Yeah.
But it happened. So, with the side movie coming out, that movie is actually going to be released in 2019.
Okay.
And then the next Fast and the Furious movie is going to come out in 2020.
Sorry,
and that's where the drama comes out.
Is it because one movie's coming out before the other?
Right. Because what ended up happening now is Tyrese came out and was just like, essentially, fuck The Rock. Because now The Rock is making it all about him.
Well, yeah.
And if you really think about it, the Fast and the Furious movies, these more previous ones, have actually come out a lot quicker than the others.
Yes.
There's more of like, it's a steady
pace.
Well,
I mean,
a steadier pace.
They're cranking them out.
And I guess the cast amongst themselves kind of developed the family portrayal.
Yeah.
They've become close.
A lot of these actors were there within the first three movies.
Right.
They were all introduced
in some way or form. And they actually became really close with each other.
It's like you could very much see that in after Paul Walker died, when you see the things they did for Fast 7, they all really care about each other.
And it even shows in the movie, they have chemistry with each other. Like, they've developed that bond with each other that, I know this sounds corny as shit, it really does, but it's true.
Yeah.
With this second movie coming out, or this side movie coming out with Statham and Dwayne Johnson, it's put a hold on the Fast and the Furious series. And that's what, at least in this case, Tyrese is so pissed off about. Like, he's come out and he's ripped The Rock to shreds. He's just like, way to make it all about you, bruh. You know, this used to be even though we weren't going to make money for money, it was a family thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say entourage. It's an ensemble cast.
Right. And it all changed. You know what? I'm going to see if I can even find.
Well, I mean, there's big fans of Rock. I like The Rock and everything. But when you see a project that he's on, you can tell, unless he's really the side guy, it's going to be all about him.
Now, I mean, even if you take a look at the most recent one, it's like you started seeing more of The Rock's character.
Yeah.
Like, outside of being Hobbs the badass, he's also Hobbs the soccer coach for his kid's team.
It's like, why am I seeing this?
And they do the haka at the very beginning? Oh, fucking A.
I was like, okay.
I remember a buddy of mine, when he was playing college football, he told me there was a team that they played and they performed the haka. And if you don't know what that is, look it up.
It's actually pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And they saw it, and in his head, he's like, yeah, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
We're going to lose.
It's very
game.
Intimidating. But, you know, I get it. I mean, people like Dwayne Johnson. He's not a guy who wants to. He's going to put all in onto him, and he knows with his image, and producers know with his image, you know, you can get a lot out of it. People will be big on it.
He also draws that, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
There's a reason why people want to see him on there. There's a reason why he gets invited back to WrestleMania. I know, there's been issues with other wrestlers who've been very vocal about how they wish The Rock or that Dwayne Johnson wouldn't show up because they're taking a spot from someone else. At the same time, the show wants ratings. Obviously, the movies want viewers.
But you know what? And he also knows that.
Yeah.
There was a moment when he came back on Raw, because he's not a full-time wrestler. He's not even a part-time wrestler anymore.
He's a guest wrestler.
But here's the funny thing that happened is, during one night, there were a bunch of guys at the front that were dressed up like as Hulk Hogan, as Macho Man Randy Savage, and they were drunk. And WWE was trying to get security to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
And during his promo, when he came out, he said, time to go off script for a second. He goes out and he interviews those guys.
Oh, and I didn't see that.
You didn't see? Oh, it's bad, dude. Like, the WWE brass was pissed that he did that. But the fact is, he's The Rock.
Yeah.
He knows that his segment boosted ratings.
Yeah.
And he knows he can get away with shit like that.
Of course.
Because he's going to draw a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, what can you do? Because he knows that.
Yeah.
Which is why he also knows that, and it's not in a malicious way, but he knows that if he makes a movie with Jason Statham and it's done by the same crew that has been working on the Fast and the Furious series, that more than likely it's going to come out good. It'll be great because he's in it now.
Yeah.
So here's what
Tyrese,
I say. So this is off of WrestleZone.com. But you can find it anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, did they interview Tyrese? That's weird.
So it says F9, because there's no official title of the Fast and Furious 9. Yeah. It's just F9. Tyrese posted the following on Instagram, reacting to the announcement that the untitled 9th film in the Fast and Furious franchise will be delayed a year and released on April 10th, 2020. Hashtag PSA, congratulations to At The Rock and your brother-in-law, a.k.a. 7 Bucks, producing partner at HH Garcia 41, for making the Fast and Furious franchise about you.
Ooh.
And like you, DJ, even if they call, I will not be deleting this post. Good night, folks. See you in 2020, April. Hashtag Fast Family, right?
Damn, that sounds some shade right there.
Nah. It's about hashtag Team Dwayne. Because he put an E by his name.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag 3 years. Will it be worth it? Worth the wait? Hashtag no Shaw. Just Hobbs. Will be this. Will this be another hashtag Baywatch?
Dang.
Guys, just relax. I'm just a passionate film critic. Tyrese previously ripped. Those posts have since been removed.
Oh, of course they have.
The Rock on social media in similar fashion, noting Fate of the Furious was a huge success because they kept the release date and slammed the rumored Luke Hobbs spinoff film that might delay the core franchise films.
I mean,
I can get where Tyrese is coming from because
it's a little insulting.
It is. No, like, it is not a little insulting. It's freaking huge.
Well, I'm like, where's the
Chris? He threw Baywatch in his face.
That's true. Well, no, I'm just saying about the whole situation between that. Like, I'm like, where's my Tyrese and Chris Bridges spinoff?
Right.
I want to see those guys making a movie.
I mean, they have a big enough ensemble where I think they could do spinoffs for all the other characters.
I mean, technically, you could say that Tokyo Drift was the Han spinoff.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm short-lived, but, you know.
Watch him still be alive in some way or form. Cause
you know, they addressed that. They said, could Han have survived? And the writer's like, nope. Like, you asshole. Are you kidding me?
Let's just nip that right now.
I'm like,
but
you live?
What I mean when I say I understand where Tyrese is coming from, outside of the whole perceived family thing, is that because they were, like I mentioned before, they released these movies somewhat quickly than others, it's like the iron is still hot.
Yeah.
And you can still... It still has that drawing power to it. Like, you and I both know that the Fast and the Furious series are not the most intellectually gifted movies
out
there.
It is a fun popcorn film.
Where
you
want to
see
down,
heist and see cool cars.
You turn off the light switch in the back of your head of the brain, and you just sit there and you enjoy.
You see attractive people stealing cars or money or fighting terror. Boom, done.
Yeah, there you go.
Hot
cars. And there are moments where it's just like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't see that coming. But, we you know, because of what they've done... The iron's hot for them to crank out another one and another one and another one because we haven't really even seen the quality change. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just full-on adrenaline action movie.
Yeah.
But now that they have to wait, like he mentioned, is it going to be worth it in 3 years for another Fast movie?
Well, we'll see.
And I honestly...
I mean, that's kind of a long time.
I don't think so.
If you're going to have a through-line story arc, it's kind of a while.
I think at that point, it's going to cool.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, oh, another Fast and the Furious movie. Okay, whatever. Whereas, you know, they released it was almost like once a year, right?
It's something. It was like a year and a half difference.
You're like, 18 months.
Well, because I know with Fast and Furious 7, the director, he was editing Fast and Furious 7, which was and they were going to start production of Fast and Furious 8 or Fate of the Furious would have already started. And that's why he didn't direct it. It's like, oh, yeah, I couldn't get on that because I was still working on 7, finishing it out. I'm like, that is great. And like,
this is how fast they were going, yeah.
It's like, Jesus, that is not a long amount of time between one and the other.
Yeah.
So,
And I'm not throwing shade at The Rock either. He's doing what he needs to do.
Yeah. I mean, could he have said no to this? Sure. Why would you, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a studio is doing this. Like, they decided.
Regardless, They said, hey, we want to do this. Do you want to jump on? It's not like The Rock was just like, I'm going to write this script, and I'm going to get these people to work on it.
What if he did? What if he's got like a script? What if he's like trying to write
a
script?
I don't think he would, because he's jumping around on so many different things.
That's true.
Like, there's Jumanji that's coming out with him, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and I can't
Gillian. I'm going to say Gillian Anderson.
Jacobs, right?
No, that's from you're thinking of thinking of Community now. No, it is. Oh my God, she's in Doctor Who. Jillian. She's also Nebula in. Oh my God, why can't I think?
She's
of her
Nebula
name?
On Rick and Morty. Yeah, you're right.
Well, no, I was gonna say she's Nebula because she was in.
I'm Guardians still thinking of Jacobs.
Guardian of the Galaxy. But yeah, she's the sister. Oh my God, Jillian. Oh God, look it up.
I'm gonna start typing in her name and see what comes up.
Very Scottish. Oh my God! Why
Welch?
Can't I think? No,
I got Jillian Welch and Jillian Jacobs.
No, I got. See, first I got Gillian Anderson. Hold on. See, sorry. Oh my God! Why can't I?
Let's see. Karen Gillian.
Karen Gillian. That's what it was. We're like Jillian. No, it's Karen Gillian.
Right? But yeah.
Yes.
So he's got that coming out and. Yeah, I don't honestly think he has the time to write a script.
I don't know. Maybe he does. I would be disappointed to find out that he can't do that.
I don't think that he can't, but I think it's
just not enough time to.
Because, there's even like the Rock workout at this point. It's like he wakes up at 4 a.m.
It's crazy.
And just cranks out a workout. Like he has to wake up that early so that he can do the workout, have a proper breakfast, and then get to work.
I saw this funny, a friend of mine who, he actually works at, was it him who said this? I can't remember if it was my friend, Charlie, who works, he's now like vice president of Oni Press. Congratulations to you, buddy. Hope you're doing well at New York Comic Con. But he tweeted out something funny about how he goes, he misses the days of Bruce Willis being the lead actor in action movies because it's more believable that this older white guy is more relatable. Like he can relate to him because like Bruce Willis in action movies in the 80s, he's not a fit man. I mean, he can do these.
He's
things.
In shape, but he's not ripped.
He's not a ripped dude. So you believe that you could be that guy when you see Dwayne Johnson on screen doing things.
Can't really relate to that guy.
No, I'm not that guy. I'm more Kevin Hart than anything else. I'm like yeah. I'm like oh
that's
my God.
A match made in heaven right there.
Oh yeah,
the
no
way.
That movie
Dwayne
actually,
Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, when they
put those guys together
when they were in that movie, that spy movie, I was like, holy shit.
Well, no, even this, the way they take they jab each other.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was so funny and ridiculous.
Like the award show.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, they dogged on each other on
yeah.
that one.
Well, because they were promoting the Central Intelligence movie they were working on, called Central Intelligence, and yeah, they were. It was so silly, but it was one of those things where, you know, you see their chemistry and it's good. And again, with that movie, I was like, yeah, I'm more Kevin Hart than I am The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Kevin Hart ran into some issues recently too with apparently someone trying to blackmail him into keeping his silence. I saw that and I was just like, that's exactly what happened to Letterman. Holy shit!
Well,
he handled it exactly like Letterman, where he came out and is just like. Yeah, I did this, actually. I hate to say it.
Good. It's good that he came out that. At the same time, don't do nothing. There won't be nothing.
Right.
It's like, come on, guy.
And
especially when you're high level.
Apparently, his wife is being very forgiving about it as well.
Well, because, you know.
That's Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hart, and there is money to be made there. Got to be cool.
You don't think she loves him enough or there's not enough love in the marriage?
I'm just saying that my wife, who I've been with... been married to for 7 years now and been together for, like, was it 15? I'm pretty certain if I cheated on her or did anything like that, my stuff's on fire. Stuff's on fire, and I'm going to be, like, living with you, buddy. I'm like, so, guess we're going to have to get a roommate web series going to help pay for things because it's on now.
Oh, man.
So yeah, so no, am I cheating on my wife? Hell no. Am I doing any weird shit that some of these celebrities get busted for? Double hell no.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
That is very true.
You make a good point there, sir. You make a very good point.
None of those things. None of those things.
All right. Well, going back to Tyrese truth be told, I don't think I've seen him do too much outside of the Fast and Furious. I know he was in Four Brothers.
Oh, I love him in Four Brothers. He's great in that.
But, I mean, has he done anything else?
Let's look on his IMDb.
You do that.
I'll look up that now.
I'll look up Wikipedia just to see if it'll say, like, oh, and he's also working on this. You know, let's see. His last name is Gibson, right?
Yes, Tyrese Gibson. Well, you know what? He was in Transformers franchise. You don't forget about that.
Was he really?
Yeah.
You got to remember, I don't watch those.
Well, he's in the. He was part of the what they call it the human special forces team that teams up with the Transformers in the first, second, and third movie. He's also he's been in American Dad, that TV series on Fox called Star. He's in 6 episodes of that.
Okay, so here's what I pulled up on Google as far as his movies. So Fast and Furious. The Fate of the Furious, Furious 7, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast 5, 2001, he was in Baby Boy.
Yes.
You're right, first Transformers. And 2006, he was in a movie called Waist Deep, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Death Race.
Mm-hmm.
Was he on Death
Race?
Yes,
he was. He was the rival that was against Frank.
Huh.
People can't see. I air quoted Frank because Frank is a persona, not a person.
He was on Legion,
mm-hmm.
Flight of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Annapolis.
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 Yeah.
Ride Along 2. Okay, so he's
working.
He's working.
I mean, he's got I'm assuming he's got enough, I would say financially, if things are going right with the movies he's been in. He doesn't need to work a lot.
Yeah. And if you think about it, it's 3 years, so I'm pretty sure he can crank a movie out between there.
I mean, Furious 7, let's see, Ride Along 2, American Dad, Star, Fate of the Furious, and then he's coming, obviously, the show Fast and Furious 9.
Speaking of other cast members of the Fast and Furious, I remember when they had Ludacris on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish they had done more with him.
Yeah.
And there was
he's very funny.
I think there was a part where they were supposed to, because there's the scene where he's talking to the guy who put out the video that he did, which he shouldn't have done. And then there's another scene where he's walking away, and if you look carefully, he has a gun in his hand.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you don't know what happened. No. I think they did have something else, but they had to cut it out.
Yeah, for time.
Yeah.
No, I find him, he's actually very funny. Also, he was also in another mainstay of the Fast and Furious franchise. Because, you know, he's in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right.
He shows up in 4, 5. Like, which I find funny is that they had him be, like, the cool tech guy. Which I'm like, I could dig it.
Yeah.
I dig
it. He does a really good job with that role, actually.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Like, he's actually very... I think he's, like, the narrator in the Fast and Furious tie-in... I'm gonna say I don't like the word demo because it is the full game, but for Forza on Xbox 3 or Xbox
One. Really?
Yeah, he's like the narrator. He's like the one telling you, "Hey, you need to get over here." I'm like,
huh?
Like I've never actually played the new Forza games until I saw that as a promo for Fast and Furious 7.
Let's see who else has been on there and see what they've been up to. So let's see. We have So Vin Diesel,
which
I ended up watching XXX Return of Xander Cage. And I looked at that, and I'm like, how is this any different? It's the same character as Dominic Toretto, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. There's nothing different that he's
done.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, Dominic Toretto in XXX. That's what it was.
Maybe.
That's all it was.
Well, he's supposed to be more extreme gamer.
Okay, let's see.
Alternative sport guy.
We've got, who else was in there? Oh, you know what? It's not showing me the entire franchise. It's just showing me for the first Fast and the Furious. But I guess if we're at it, Jordana Brewster.
I
think she actually...
She was on the series Dallas for a whole short time.
Yeah, she was on Dallas. And there's another show, right?
I don't know if she got another show, but, I mean, she's worked. I feel bad for her because when she did Fate of the Fear... Fast 7, or the Furious 7... feel bad because she's the one who had to do all the post, like all she her scenes were filmed last because that's how it just played out, and unfortunately that's post Paul Walker dying, so like a lot of her scenes with the character Brian, which is supposed to be her husband, played by Paul Walker, was with his body double, which was actually his brother,
right?
And they had to digitally do these effects, and she said it was very like interview. She said it was very difficult because you know. She knows, she sees these, she had to watch the playback and sees the scenes that they digitally changed. And it's like, 90% of her scenes are not with him. And it's like, ugh, that's such heartbreak. Especially if it's a guy that she's worked with for so long.
Let's see. If I pronounce this wrong, bear with me. Nathalie Emmanuel.
Which one's that one?
She is the hacker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What they call her. But yeah, she's the one in the one they find in Furious 7.
Right. And then she jumped on. So yes. Now she's like a regular. She was on 8.
Yeah.
A love interest for Tyrese and yes. For Ludacris.
Well, I'm more Ludacris than anything because I call dibs.
I love at the end, she goes, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll go on a date with one of you guys if you can answer one question. They're like, all right, let's do it. What's my last name?
Oh, because she doesn't say her last name.
She never says it.
She says, I'm the, oh God, she was the, what's her character's name? What did she say she was?
I don't know.
She is in charge actually. Of the God's Eye.
Because she was in charge of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But anyways, well, yeah, and also people don't know, that's where, at least that's where I first saw Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's what she was in Fast 4, and she ended up becoming Han's love interest.
Which I thought was really sweet, actually. Yeah. What I liked about that was that they didn't oversaturate it.
No. And you know, that she was like a cool character, she saves his life in Fast 6. I was like, oh, that's so sad. I'm like, she could still live, right? Like, they weren't going that fast.
Like, hoping against hope at this point.
Like, no, man, they were going like 80 miles an hour. She let go, fired, shot that dude. Ugh, fucking, they killed Han later, too. Ugh, that's so weak. Damn it, Fast and Furious franchise. Why I got me feel
that's
for
what
it,
I'm
dude?
Saying. Like, there's moments where it's just like, okay, there's good storytelling to it. It works.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
All right, well, we've just about hit that hour mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like we should. I'm like, can we go longer? Got some more stuff to talk about, but just whatever. I mean, it's up to you, buddy.
Oh, well, we got one more thing.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here on the agenda.
As Sean would call it. For anyone who doesn't know, Sean Vander is not here because he is taking care of some stuff. He'll be back soon. I'm sure he's going to listen to this and be like, guys, why didn't you invite me?
Bro. You guys forgot to talk about this.
Like, fuckers, you're the one who did that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I want to talk about something good. I don't want to end on anything
bad.
Well,
then let's talk about something good. Let's talk about the 30th anniversary
of a movie.
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
Which blows my mind that there's people that still haven't seen that
movie. I know,
movie.
You were telling me that you have a friend who has never seen Princess Bride.
I had two, actually.
Two friends.
One of them,
It is an older movie, mind you.
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I was hanging out at their place, and I was like, you've never seen The Princess Bride? She goes, what's that? I'm like, it's something that we're watching right now.
Yeah, Princess Bride. It's 30 years old, obviously. It is a movie, a fantasy film. It's actually a book, but they made it. Well, it's a book now. I don't know which came first.
Book.
Book first, obviously. Okay, just making sure. But the movie has, Andre the Giant's in it. Cary Elwes is in it. Robin Wright is there. Fred Savage makes an appearance. But it's all... It's a story told to a sick little boy from by his grandfather. And, like, we're seeing what he's basically imagining through the story. It's a very sweet and endearing tale of a... Was it a peasant and a princess being saved from a terrible king? Some really fantastic actors are in this movie.
The Dread Pirate Roberts.
Dread Pirate Roberts. Which I was like, that is a dope way to carry on the name.
Right.
Basically, there is a character, Dread Pirate Roberts. You find out that he is not the original and that he was the first mate of a Dread Pirate Roberts, who basically picked him to take on the mantle, trained him, and then when they went to port and got a new crew, called him the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right, and like, kept them on there for like 2 or 3 missions.
Yes, and then have...
Just so that everybody else got used to it.
Then that's the guy. No one else knows any different. But yeah, it's a very... There's some classic lines in there. The most famous one, obviously, is As You Wish, which is the story of Princess Buttercup.
He made it out of there? Inconceivable!
Inconceivable.
I do not think that is what it means, what you think it means.
My name's Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. But yes, there is some amazing tales there. I'm going to because I posted it on our Facebook page, I'm going to repost it again. There's a very interesting video where they interview different cast members of different movies, and they talk about their favorite lines in the movie. And there's some very endearing, sweet moments. There's also some ridiculous things that get said. Like,
you seem a decent person. I hate to kill you.
I hate to kill you. It's like, oh, wow.
You seem a decent person. I hate to die.
I hate to die. But yeah, they are, like, Nicole Kidman talks about how she wishes, like, all she would want is a man to tell her As You Wish. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, basically it's a line that's said to the lead actress, the lead character, Princess Buttercup.
Who, by the way, was an Amazon warrior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was.
Wonder Woman.
She was in Wonder Woman, the movie, Robin Wright, who, man, she does a ton of stuff. She's super awesome. But yeah, it's the 30th anniversary. I mean, I don't know if they've released any special version of it yet, which I don't know if they're going to do, but it is really awesome. That movie, I've watched it recently. It holds up pretty well.
It so does. There's the fight scenes the fight, they have.
The fight scenes, there's practical effects. It is a fantasy film. There is a lot of, obviously, from the movie.
It's funny because a lot of those effects, you would think about it, like we have CGI and everything.
It would not look as good.
Terrible, but 30 years later, that movie still looks good.
Yeah. The rat, was it, they had the rats of a norm. What did they call it? The Russos? The rats of
unusual size?
Yeah.
The rouse.
Yeah. I was like, the rats of unusual size? I'm like, yeah. As a kid, I didn't get that's what that meant.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's an acronym. Yeah.
Well, they even say it in the movie. Yeah. Like, what about the rouses? Oh, the rats of unusual size?
They keep saying it like that. It's like, oh. The fact that legendary wrestler Andre the Giant's in it, he's very funny.
Yeah.
If
he wasn't a wrestler, I honestly think he would have been like the big character in a lot of movies.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? What was really sweet was that all the actors also talked about the same thing that other wrestlers would talk about, where Andre the Giant would like they would all go out to dinner and Andre always paid.
Yeah.
You could not even. This is the second you would try to reach for your wallet to pay your share, he gave you this look like,
I am not going to
argue. Right.
I'm not going to argue with him. His hand is bigger than my face.
Than my head. Just like, you can crush it.
I'm like, nope. I don't want to drink with him.
There was also that story of him passing out at the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, so they had gone out for drinking, and Andre could drink, man.
Yeah. He's a big dude.
He was a big dude. He suffered from, I guess, like, the unofficial term is gigantism.
Yeah.
One of the
it's like a thyroid.
It's a thyroid thing. And one of the symptoms is a very powerful digestive system.
Yeah.
So, you know, he can eat and he can go, he can drink, and his body processes it a lot
very
faster.
Quickly.
So he has to drink. If he wants to get drunk, he has to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And on this particular night, I can't remember what wrestlers he was. I think he was with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Larry Zbyszko. And he got smashed. Like, you know, I think he drank the entire supply of beer at the restaurant for the day.
Oh my God.
And when they got to the hotel, they didn't even get to the hotel room. They got to the lobby, and he just passed out. He just fell asleep on the ground. Everybody was trying to move him, and they're like,
"What? Big guy.
He's a really big dude." And it's just like, "What do we do?" And they're like,
"We need more dudes."
No, they're like, "Let's put the velvet around him, and just
and
surround it with decorations until he wakes up, and then we can put him in his room." So that's what they had to do because there was no way.
No.
And the thing is I think that they had frequented that hotel whenever they would hit that area. So it's just like he was a regular customer. They weren't going to be like, call the cops or anything. It's just like, no, man, this guy's cool. Make sure nobody can see him and just wrap him around. And, once he's good to go, he's good to go. And they're like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody that worked with him, they all said the same thing. You know, you would not let you pay.
Yeah.
Drank a lot, had a good time, was very sweet on everybody. And it's just, I did hear that he couldn't do a lot.
He has a back injury.
It was that back injury, you know, just being him.
Yeah.
And there are certain scenes that you don't see. Like, for instance, there's that scene where Carrie Ells jumps on his back and puts him in the sleeper. Well, what they did for that shot was they had Carrie actually stand on a stepladder.
Yeah.
Because at that point,
he couldn't support the weight. No.
And if you look at the scene where he's trying to shrug him off and he slams him against the rock, the actor is a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
So if you have a keen eye, you can see it. And then lastly, there's the scene where he catches Princess Buttercup.
Yeah.
He had to have assistance for that as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he wasn't a young man when he made that movie. But
it was the tail end of his wrestling career.
Yes, it was. But then another thing, like Cary Elwes had talked about, because he mentions it, he has a book. Cary Elwes plays the lead character, Wesley, and Dread Pirate Roberts. He's the hero of this movie. He wrote a book about it, and he talked about how Andre, because of his size, the area they were in, he couldn't. Like, they wouldn't let him walk anywhere, and they weren't going to, like, get a golf cart for someone to drive him around. So they got him a ATV to drive around in, which was funny because he is a ginormous dude on this ATV. It looks like a little two sizes too small for him, but it gets him around. And he says, yeah, he told heels, Carrie, want to check out my toy? And Carrie Elwes gets on it. Mind you, it was set up for Andre the Giant.
Something has power.
So he got on it, rode it like 50 feet, broke his foot. And that's why you see.
That's right.
And that's why you see, like, there's a scene in the movie where you see he had hurt his leg and he's limping, and it's because he broke his foot and he couldn't.
And he makes it seem like it's based off of what just happened to him.
And they're like, nope, he actually broke his foot.
Hurt himself.
Yeah. And then, he talks about how he's like, he didn't want to tell anybody
what
happened.
There's also a scene where when he sits down next to a log, he first puts his arm down so that he can put his weight on there.
Yeah.
And again, it seems more like that's just how.
Yeah.
That's how he moves. That's how the Dread Pirate Robert is.
Yeah.
But in reality.
Nope, he got hurt.
He got hurt.
Yeah. He says that Andre was very sweet. He was very upset that he'd gotten hurt riding on his motorcycle. But it was just funny things where I'm like, oh, shit, do we stop production?
Yeah.
Like, nope.
No, he didn't want to stop.
He didn't want to stop production. Carrie Elwes was, like, trying to call for the medical guy. He's like, you need more help than I can give you. Like, but we can't stop now. I'm like, good on you. Did not know for the life of me, for the longest time, that Carrie Elwes, not English, not actually an English actor. I thought he was, because he plays English roles.
Yeah.
Nope, he's, like, from the Midwest. I'm like, you fucking kidding me?
It just kind of goes to show how much work he puts into his craft.
Good dude.
Like when he's on Psych, he is the he's the French thief.
He is that French thief.
And his French accent is spot on. He does a really good job with it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Frenchmen and French women, if it's not, at least can we agree that it's passable?
Yeah. I mean, also it's American guys using these accents. I mean, it's whatever. But yeah, I mean, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, please go watch it.
30th anniversary. It should be easier to find right now.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's been 30 years.
30 years. It just still holds up.
I really like that.
That's got to be like one of AFI's top 100 movies.
I really hope it's up there. I mean, there's a lot of movies that take inspiration from it. Like if you've ever seen the movie Stardust, which is based off of a Neil Gaiman book. They actually, people describe that as the more modern day version of Princess Bride. Or a Prince
I'm Spider. Looking it up right now. I guess while we're at it, we'll name off a couple of them before we call it.
Yes.
So the number one movie,
yeah,
according to AFI, is Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. Everyone talks about Citizen Kane.
And there's the Kane from Citizen Kane.
That's not how that works.
Wait a minute.
There's no Kane in Citizen.
There's no Kane in Citizen Kane.
I mean, there might be a Kane, but it's not like it's the Kane.
Let's see. Just throwing out random ones here. Number 24, Raging Bull.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one right there. Number 35, It Happened One Night. Let's see. Number 46, A Clockwork Orange.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 50, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's a good one.
Let's see here. Number 57, The Third Man. Number 68, An American in Paris. Number 71, Forrest Gump.
They just remade that movie.
Let's see what else.
Not Forrest Gump, The American in Paris.
Like number 77, American Graffiti.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number 84, Fargo.
Wow. I thought that would be higher on the list, but yeah.
Number 94, Goodfellas. Oh, that's a good one, actually. No, Princess Bride didn't make it.
Well, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
You know why? Because fantasy films like that don't make a list. Not like that.
I guess.
But again, folks, check out our, when you hear this, I'm going to repost, or you will see the different celebrity, like Steve Carell talks about it. There's a bunch of other actors. Seeing Mario Robbie try to do Spanish accent. Well, mind you, hold on. Spanish accent being delivered by Mandy Patinkin, American actor, is very funny and charming. Because she tries, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die.
I'm like, dang, this guy is ruthless.
And he doesn't portray ruthless until the very
end. Until the end. No, he's a sweet dude. It's just, you know, he's like, no, he found the guy.
Let me tell you the story. Wait, we don't have time.
We don't
have time. Do you this book?
It's like, there's some ridiculous things that happen there. Rob Hubel talks about how he saw that, was it Wesley says, that he had been ingesting the poison every day for like years so he can build a tolerance for it. And he thought as a child, hey, that should, I cannot, he is lactose intolerant, cannot drink milk, so he drank a little milk every day in hopes that it would make him...
He would develop...
A tolerance for it. Nope, made him worse.
Yeah.
He's like, this fucking movie lied to me. I'm like,
well, it's a fantasy movie. They said poison. They didn't say milk.
I was like, that's not the same, man. But anyways, no, I guess we're at that time.
Yeah. But you know what? So yeah, 30th anniversary of The Princess Bride. If you haven't seen it...
Please do.
You are doing yourself an injustice. Yeah. Go check it out. It'll be a good time.
It's fun. Family.
Pop some popcorn. You know, sit in front of the TV on the couch.
Have
and just
fun
enjoy.
Storming the castle.
You think they stand a chance?
No. Billy Crystal in that movie.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening in, and we will catch you on the next episode of Word of Vomit Productions. This was episode 82.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. 82. So for anyone who doesn't know, you can also catch us on or see us on Instagram, Word Vomit Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Word Vomit Pod. Word Vomit Productions on YouTube. We have some videos coming up. I mentioned in the previous video.
Yeah, we should have them up by Monday.
Monday. Okay, yeah, Monday. Sweet. So you can catch us all on there. We have fun things coming along, hopefully soon, so... Tell your friends. Yep. Have fun storming the castle.
And stay shiny to each other.